Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Zavachim daf Tzadi Aleph. We left off Tzadi Amud Beis. We had completed the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud. Today we are going to discuss a couple of topics. So first we're going to kick off with a discussion of what happens if you have something that's Tadir and another thing that's Mekudosh. So over the past couple of days we've seen that Kala Tadir es Chavero, Kodem es Chavero, whichever is more frequent then its companion takes priority. We saw another mission that said, Kola Mekudesh Eschavero, Kodem Eschavero. Anything that has more sanctity, that has more Kedusha, then its companion takes precedence over its companion, takes priority. And then that Mishnah discussed in detail the order of various Karbanos, which one was Mekudesh and why. Today we're going to talk about what happens if these concepts come to a head. What happens if there's a conflict between something that's Tadir and something that's Mekudosh? So which one of them takes precedence? So that's an active discussion all the way down to Tzadi Aleph, Amud Aleph to the Mishnah. And then in the Mishnah, we're going to talk about what happens if you see oil either being divided to the Kohanim in the Azara. What could that oil possibly be? What happens if you see oil being burnt on the Mizbeach? What could that oil possibly be? We're then going to jump into a machlokas that we've already seen already a couple of weeks ago, which is, was it possible to be menadev oil in the Beis HaMikdash? And if you are menadev oil, what happens to that oil? Is part of it burnt on the Mizbeach and part of it is eaten by the Kohanim? Is it all burnt on the Mizbeach? So that's the topic that we're going to cover on Tzadi Aleph and Amud Aleph. We already covered that, or we already alluded to that in part, when we spoke about the fellow who was a Suffolk Mitzorah, who had to bring a carbon, and he wasn't sure whether the carbon was an Asher Mitzorah or not, and he had to bring the Log Shemen, and he wasn't sure whether he had to, actually needed to bring the Log Shemen on account of his Saras or not. Can he bring it as a Nedava? So we alluded to this Machlokas that we're going to cover on Amud Beis already a week or two ago. All right, so let's pick up from the Gemara, Tzadi Amud Aleph. Four lines up from the bottom. So says the Gemara the following question. Let's say you have something that's Tadir, something that is Mekudosh. What takes priority? So should we say Tadir Kodem, Ishim de Tadir? Well, the Tadir comes first. The one that's more common comes first. The one that's more frequent because it's Tadir. Odilma Mekudosh Kodem de Kodesh. Or maybe the Mekudosh should come first because after all, it's Mekudosh. So we have these two principles. Each principle demands that the one that's more Tadir or Mekudosh, fill in the blank, comes first. Now we have them at coming to a head, which one takes precedence over the other. Says the Gemara Toshma, let me give you a raya. Tmidim kodmin l'musafin. So in the Mishnah of Tadir, in the opening Mishnah of this Perek, when we had discussed Tadir v'sheina Tadir, Tadir kodem, or kola Tadir eschavero, kodem eschavero, we had said that the korban tamid shel shachar, which was brought every day in the Beis HaMikdash, is brought before the Karbanos Musaf of Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, etc., etc. The Afal Gav, turning on to Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph, the Afal Gav, the Musafin Kaddishi, even though the Musafin are more Kadosh than the Tumid. Why? As Rashi points out, because Musafin Shem Shabbos Aleim, Shem Ba'am Chovala Batmidim Ba'af Bechol. Because the Musaf is a Karban that's unique to the day, either Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, whereas the Tamid is brought every day. So from the fact that the Tamid is brought before the Musaf, don't we see that Tadir beats out Mekudosh? Says the Gemara, Atu Shabbos l'musafin ahani l'tmidim lo ahani. Whoa, if the day is Shabbos, does the day confer Kedusha only on the Karban Musaf, but you think the day doesn't add an elevated status to the Tamid? In other words, no, the Kedusha Shabbos is Chal, and the Shem Shabbos is Chal on every carbon that's brought that day. So don't assume that only the Musaf is Mekudosh, but the Tamid is not Mekudosh. The Tamid is also Mekudosh. Says the Gemara Toshma, another Raya. Musafei Shabbos, Kodmin L'Musafei Rosh Chodesh. What if you have, so we're one day off this month, but what if you have a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, where you have a Musaf of Shabbos and a Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, which one comes first? So we said that the Musaf of Shabbos comes first before the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, which is a Raya that Tadir is Kodem, because Shabbos happens 52 times a week, Rosh Chodesh happens either only 52 times a year, Rosh Chodesh happens only 12 or 13 times a month, a year rather, and so isn't this a Raya that Tadir is Kodem? And so says the, and what the Gemara assumes that Rosh Chodesh is Mekudash, and the reason that the Gemara assumes that Rosh Chodesh is Mekudash, even though Shabbos there's an Isser Malacha, Rosh Chodesh there is no Isser Malacha, but Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. So because Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed, the Havamina is that it is Mekudash, and from the fact that Musaf of Shabbos comes first, we see that Tadir trumps Mekudash. Says the Gemara, same answer. Atur Rosh Chodesh l'musaf and didei ahani l'musaf Shabbos lo ahani. You think the added element of Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh only is conferred on the Musaf belonging to that day, but does not add another element of global Kedusha to everything that's brought on that day? So it turns out that the Musaf of Shabbos that's brought on a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is not only Tadir, but it also has an added level of Kedusha, because it has the same added level of Kedusha Sayom that the Karban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh also has. Tashma, the Gemara tries another Raya. Musafei Rosh Chodesh, Kodmin Musafei Rosh Hashanah. If you have a Rosh Hashanah, which of course is also a Rosh Chodesh, so the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is brought before the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, Afal Gav the Rosh Hashanah Kacha, even though Rosh Hashanah is obviously more holy, it has more Kedusha than Rosh Chodesh. And so isn't this a Raya that if you have Tadur and Mekudesh, the Tadur is going to take precedence? Says the Gemara, the same answer. Asher Rosh Hashanah l'musaf edidei ahani l'musaf edidei Rosh Chodesh lo ahani. You think the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah lends a type of priority, a type of Kedusha only to itself, but not to the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh as well. So Tosfos over here is bothered that the Gemara is pretty strange, because the Gemara asks a question from the Mishnah, and the Gemara then gives, from the prior Mishnah, the Gemara then gives effectively a single answer. That when you have a regular karban that's brought on a day of elevated Kedusha, the elevated Kedusha is chal and lends a name not only to the karban that's specific to that day, but also every karban that's brought on that day. So Tosfa says, very, very interesting, because what's the chiddush over here? In other words, after you teach me this principle the first time, why do you keep on having to teach me this principle again? It's really the same question and the same answer given many times. Tosfos also is bothered because apparently in Maseches Menachos, which we'll see hopefully in a couple of months, the Gemara has the same debate, whether Tadir u'Mekudash or Mekudash comes first. The Gemara has a bunch of rayas, none of which are brought down here. The Gemara over here has a bunch of rayas, none of which are brought down there. So if it's the same concept, why would you actually not bring the same rayas? So this whole should just note, and I know this only because it's written on the side of my Gemara, meaning the rabbi said it 7.5 years ago. This whole concept is related to the topic that he spoke about most recently at the Shabbos Hagadol Drasha, which is what happens when you have this type of kedusha, this type of dual kedusha. Is it a hybrid Kedusha or is it a hyphenated Kedusha? We see, obviously, even based on the Gemara, the fact that it is a certain day lends a certain chashivas to everything else that's done on that day, not only to the thing that's specific to that day, but the nafkamina is, what kind of Kedusha is it? So the question is, what kind of Kedusha is it? So one nafkamina possibly is, let's say you're eating a meal on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh and you're benching, and you forget Yalla V'Yavo. So ordinarily on Rosh Chodesh, if you forget Yalla V'Yavo, you don't have to repeat benching because there is no Chiyav Suda. There's no Chiyav to wash. And therefore, it's purely discretionary that you're benching. However, what if it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? If it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you have a Chiyav to wash because you have to have Shalosh Sudos on Shabbos. So you have a Chiyav to wash on Shabbos. So now I'm benching Al Tzachiyav to wash that I had. And it's also Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So I forgot Yalla V'Yavo. I'm saying Yalla V'Yavo because it's Rosh Chodesh. I had a Chiyav Suda. Am I now Mechuyav to go repeat Birchas HaMazon because I forgot Yalla V'Yavo or not? Also makes an afkamina, whether if you have a guy who's an Avelis, so a person who's an Avelis can't say Hallel for the Yaman, nor does he daven Musaf. He doesn't daven on Yontif at all, meaning on Rosh Chodesh, which is called the Yontif, he certainly can't daven Musaf, he certainly can't say Hallel. Can he daven Shachris? So the question is, does the Shachris that we daven Keneged Tamad Shel Shachar on Rosh Chodesh have any added level of Kedusha on account of the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh? Or do we say, no, the day is Rosh Chodesh, but the Shachris that you're davening is a regular Shachris? That also depends on what's being discussed in this Gemara. So says the Gemara Viter, three lines up from where they get Y. Tashma, Davar Acher, Birchas Ayayin Tadira, Birchas Ayom Eina Tadira. Whenever you have, like tonight, we're going to make Kiddush. So you start, after Vayechulu, you say Bor Pri Agafen, and then you say the Birchas Ayom. So what's Tadir? Birchas Ayayin is Tadir, because anytime you have wine, even during the week, you have to make a Bor Pri Agafen. The Kiddush on Shabbos Friday night, you say only once a week. So isn't this a Raya? And Shabbos is obviously Mekudesh. Isn't this a Raya that Tadr and Mekudesh, the Tadr is going to take precedence? So says the Gemara, Gemara says it explicitly, Tadr, so says Tashma, Tadr Acha Birchazayan Tadira, Birchazayam Eina Tadira, but Tadr Vishayna Tadr, Tadr Kodem, Afal Gav de Birchazayam Kadisha, even though the Birchazayam is Kodesh, is Kadosh. So says the Gemara, Atu Shabbos Lebirchas Hayom Ahani Lebirchas Hayayin Lo Ahani. So the same answer. Do you think that Shabbos only impacts the Birchas Hayom, but not the Birchas Hayayin? Obviously, it's impacting everything. And therefore, it's not simply a question of Tadr taking priority over the Mekudash. That which is Tadr becomes more Mekudash on a day that has Kedusha. So the Gemara is going to try again. Tashma, the Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says as follows. Halacha mispalal adam shal mincha v'achar kach shal musafin. We alluded to this halacha the other day. That the halacha is that if a person is faced with the opportunity to daven either mincha or musaf, because he's not yet daven musaf and it's already the zman mincha, so what he should do is he should first daven mincha, then he should daven musaf. So said, and the Gemara assumes it's because mincha is tadir, and therefore it takes priority over musaf, even though musaf is mekudash. Says the Gemara, Atu Shabbos, Latfilas Musafan Ahani, Latfilas Mincha Lo Ahani. Shabbos, you think, only gives a level of Kedusha to Musaf, but not to the Mincha that you daven on Shabbos? No, it gives a level of Kedusha to the Mincha as well. Tashma, the Gemara tries again. Shlamim Shel Emesh, Chatas Va'asham Shel Hayom. We saw in the mission that we did yesterday. If you have a Shlamim that was brought to the Azara yesterday, and a Chatas or an Asham that was brought to the Azara today, so the Mishnah told us, Shlamim Shel Emesh Kodman, that the Shlamim of yesterday takes priority. Because, and Rashi pointed out, it's a bezayin already. It came to the Azara yesterday, just get the Avoda done with. So just deal with that first. But the implication is, Ha Idi V'Idi Diyom, if you had a Shlamim of today, and a Chatas or an Asham of today in the Azara, what would you shech first? You would shech the Chatas or the Asham first, because those have more Kedusha. Says the Gemara, so here's the Kasha, or here's the Raya rather. Ha'idi v'idi diyom, Chatas v'Asham kadmi, v'yafal gav de Shlamim tadiri. Even though Shlamim are more tadir than a Chatas or an Asham, because they're brought more frequently, nevertheless, the Mekudash would come first. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava Matzui Kamrit, Tadir kami boile, matsui lo kami boile. This is not a situation of tadir. Tadir means something that comes regularly because I'm mechuyev to do it regularly, like the tamid shel shachar, which I'm mechuyev to bring every day. This phenomenon that you're referencing by shlamim is not an element of tadirus. It's an element of matsui. It's more frequent. Is it more frequent? Yeah, because it's more common to bring an asham. Is there any reason that people are mechuyev to bring in a shlamim? Is there any reason that people are mechuyev to bring a shlamim more frequently? No, so this isn't an element of tadir. This isn't an element of regular chiyev. This is an element of frequency, and frequency alone is not relevant in halacha. So says the Gemara Viter. So Amar Le Ravuna Bar Yehuda Le Rava. So Atu Matsui Lav Tadir. Oh, hang on. Are you sure that's right? If something is Matsui, if something happens so regularly, do you mean to tell me that doesn't have the status of Tadiras? But let me ask you a kasha. Vatanya Otsi Es HaPesach Sheina Tadir. The Gemara is discussing all of the things that you're chayev kares for, that you're chayev a chatas for. If you do an avera that has a chiyev kares b'shogeg, you're chayev a chatas. And the Gemara winds up saying that you're chayev a chatas for all of those averos except for mila and karban pesach. Mila and karban pesach are two mitzvos asei that have an element of kares, that have a chi of kares, if you are mevatel those mitzvahs aseh. So the Gemara there says, Vatanya, otzi esa pesach. I'm going to take out the pesach from the chi of chatas. She'ina tadir, because it's not tadir. It happens only once a year. Below otzi esa mila, but maybe I shouldn't remove the mila from chi of kara, from the chi of chatas. Rather, why shehi tadira? Because it's tadir. So really, a mila is tadir. A mila happens only one time in a baby's life when the baby's 8 days old. It never happens again. So is that really tadiras? What the Gemara seems to be saying is, I should exclude the Karpin Pesach from the Chi of Chatas because it happens only once a year. It doesn't happen so often. But Mila, which happens many times a day, probably in the Jewish world, throughout the entire world, is tadir. Mila is not tadir. Mila is only matzui. Mila only occurs frequently. There's no common frequent chiyuv to do mila repeatedly. So says the Gemara, no, you're misunderstanding. My tadira, what does it mean tadira? It doesn't mean that it's more common. It doesn't mean that it's more frequent. Tadira b'mitzvos. It means that it is more embedded with various mitzvos. So Rashi explains that it's sedura b'mitzvah, shenichrosu alea sholosh esrei brisos v'tzivuyin. There were 13 brisos on tzivuyin that accompany mila. That's what we mean by tadir. We don't mean tadir in the sense that we've been using it until now. Bibasema, or maybe you want to say that mila lagabe pesach kitadir damya, that ena chinami, that mila lagabe carbon pesach, when you juxtapose mila and pesach, so mila is done so much more frequently throughout the year on different people, obviously, but so much more frequently throughout the year than carbon pesach, that when something is, so what the Gemara is saying now is that when something is so matsui, when something is so frequent, that like hyper frequency can lend it a status of tadiras as well. Okay, so ibailu. So now the Gemara asks a question. So ibailu tadir visheino tadir. So tadir visheino ibailu. So tadir visheino tadir. Vikadem v'shachat l'sheino tadir. Now let's say you have a tadir v'sheino tadir. So the halacha is you have to do the tadir one first. Let's say you messed up. You did the one that was not tadir first. So shachad l'sheina tadir. So my, so what the halacha? So mi amrina keeping the shachte makrev lay. Do we say that since you shachted it first, just go ahead, finish the whole avoda with the sheina tadir, and then you'll come back and do the avoda with the tadir? Odilma yoiv la'acher dememares bedamo. Or maybe you should give the blood, because right after the shechita, you've received the blood in the kli. Give the blood to a kohen to sit and stir to make sure that it doesn't congeal. Until you have an opportunity to bring the tadir, and then maybe you should bring the ena tadir. So in other words, the halacha is that the tadir comes first. You messed up and you shechted the she'ena tadir first. Should you try to rectify what you've done by then interceding with the tadir and doing all the avoda of the tadir? Or do we say, since you've started already with the she'ena tadir, just finish with that karban? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna Mesura Tashma. Let's try to bring a raya from our Mishnah. Shlamim shel emesh, if you have the shlamim from yesterday, chatas v'yasham shel yom, and the chatas and asham of today, shel emesh kodem. So you're supposed to deal with the shlamim of yesterday first. Shalemesh kodem l'shel yom. Ha di yom, dumya de emesh. However, if you had a karban hayom, which was like a karban of yesterday, what does that mean? A karban hayom that's like a karban of yesterday? Vehechadami, de kodem shachte l'shlamim, that first you shechted the shlamim. In other words, you had a shlamim of today that should have been shechted after the chatas, but you went ahead and treated that shlamim as if it were shlamim of yesterday, so you shechted it before the chatas. Okay? So now what happens? So chatas v'asham kadmi. Nevertheless, the chatas and the asham come first. So what we see here is that even though, and over here the issue is not tadir v'she'ina tadir, but it's makudash v'she'ina makudash. So over here, even though you busted it and you brought the shlamim of today before the chatas, you still have to bring the chatas first, meaning that you pause, you then bring the chatas, the one that was supposed to come first, and then you continue with the shlamim. So says the Gemara, no, dilma shlamim de emesh v'chatas v'yashem de yom. And maybe we're talking about the shlamim of yesterday and the chatas and asham of today, and hechi mishkachas la, and what are we talking about? The shachtinu l'tarvayu. where both of them are already shechted. So you have no raya whether you're supposed to hold one in abeyance while you shecht the other because they've both been shechted. However, where you haven't shechted both animals, then Itaka wouldn't know what the halacha is over here. So says the Gemara Tashma. Let's try to bring a raya. What happens? Davar acher birchas ayayin tadira. The birchas ayayin is tadir. Birchas ayom ena tadira. The tadir v'sheina tadir tadir kodem. And tadir v'sheina tadir tadir kodem. All right, so we already saw that. What in the world is the raya? So the raya is if you look in Rashi. So Rashi says birchas ayayin tadira tadir kodem. It's about 5-6 lines down in the wide lines. The afal gav the she'ena tadir kodem uba. Now, over here, what we're saying is you make the Birchas Ayayin first because it is the Tadir. But the Gemara says the Yom, Rashi, what the Gemara means to say here, explains Rashi, is that the Yom already came first, already foisted itself on you before you're making the Birchas Ayayin. Because when are you making Kiddush? You're making Kiddush already on Shabbos. So by the time you're making Kiddush, it's already Shabbos, yet we say Tadir Kodem. So even though Shabbos came first, isn't this a raya that you stop dealing with Shabbos, you first make the Birchas Ayayin, and then you're going to come to the Birchas Hayom? That's the way Rashi explains the Kasha of the Gemara. So says the Gemara, Hachanami, Kivan the Asyan Kaman, the Shchiti Tavayu Dami. No, because the day already came, it's as if they're both already shechted. In other words, they're both already there. So when they're both already there, yeah, you do the Tadir first. The question that we had was, what happens if the one that's supposed to come first isn't there yet, and you already shechted the other one, so only the other one is there. But over here, it's as if the day is there, the wine is there, because when you get to the table, the wine's there too, as everything is there. So therefore, we're going to say, Tadir Kodem. Okay, says the Gemara, another attempt. Tashma, Yom Rav Yochanan, Halacha, Mispalal Adam Shel Mincha, V'yarcha Kach Shel Musafin. That a person has to daven mincha first, and then a person davens musaf. So says the Gemara again. Isn't this a raya that even if the zman for the other thing musaf already came, you have to stop what you're doing and you have to correct it by dealing with the tadir first. So says the Gemara, Achenami, Kivan Demati, Zman Tfilas Mincha, Kamad Shchiti Tavayu Dami. No, it's as if they're both shechted. In other words, it's not as if you're interrupting Musaf to deal with Mincha that hasn't been prepared. The Mincha's already been, quote, shechted. It's already ready to be, fulfilled because it's already the Zman. So says the Gemara, Amar Le Ravacha, Breda Ravashi Le Ravina, Shechtu kodem chatzos. Let's say if you have a korban pesach that you shecht before chatzos on the 14th of Nisan, pasul, it's going to be pasul nation emar bo bein arbayim, because it says bein arbayim you got to shecht it in the afternoon. That's as manshchitas korban pesach. Kodem latamid. What happens if you shecht the korban pesach before the tamid shal bein arbayim? Now usually korbanos of the afternoon have to be shechted before the tamid shal bein arbayim. This korban pesach, we saw this already earlier in the mesechta, has to be shechted after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So what happens if you went ahead and you shechted the Pesach before the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim? So what happens? So Kodem LaTamid Kosher. So it's Kosher. V'yehei Mamares B'damo Ad She'yizrok Hadam. And you have to be Mamares in the Dam of the Korban Pesach until you're Zorek the blood of the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So doesn't this teach us that if you have a Tadir, the She'ena Tadir, and you busted it, and you did the She'ena Tadir first, you have to stop, you have to finish with the Tadir, and then you deal with the She'ena Tadir. Don't we have a raya from this Gemara? Says the Gemara, no. Hachab Mayaskinan could go to Kadim Shachte Latamid Beresha. No, so the issue is that you were dealing with a case where you already shechted the Pesach and the Tamid. And therefore, okay, say you stir the blood of the Pesach and then you throw the blood of the Tamid. But what we don't have a raya here is that you would actually take a break with a Korban Pesach, shech the Korban Tamid, and then come back to dealing with a Pesach, because the way Rashi explains this answer in the Gemara is that we're dealing with a situation where they have both already been shechted. So you have no raya. So says the Gemara, Amar le Ravacha Sabal Ravashi, Masdisin Nami Deka. Our Mishnah is also a Raya Diktani, because it says in our Mishnah, Ad She Yizrok Hadam, It says, Ad sheyizrok hadam, v'lo ktani, ad sheyishchot v'yizrok dam. And it doesn't say, oh, deal with the blood of the she'ena tadir until you can shecht and throw the blood of the one that is tadir. So, shma mina. So the Gemara says over here, araya, that it is, so the Gemara over here says this is araya. So what does it mean? It means that if you asked a question before you shechted the Karban Tamid, in other words, if you went ahead and shechted the Pesach before you shechted the Tamid, we would have told the guy, finish the avoda of the Karban Pesach before you even shecht the Tamid. The only reason why we tell him stir the blood is because he already shechted the Tamid. Had he not shechted the Tamid, and had he gone and done the one that's Eino Tadir first, we would have told him, it's okay, just finish. So what we see over here is that if you were over and you were makdim the davar she'ena tadir or the davar she'ena makudash to the thing that was tadir or makudash, you should finish the avoda and then you'll deal with the tadir. Okay, so you busted it. The only time that we have the ability to sort of correct it and stir the blood and deal with the thing that was supposed to come first is only where that thing was already shechted. But if the thing was not yet shechted and you violated the principle, it's okay, just finish it, do it in the order that you did it, and then you'll come back to the thing, which is tadir. Okay, the Gemara is going to finish up just with a brief explanation of what we saw in the end of the Mishnah. Uv kulon kohanim rasham, what we had said was that the kohanim are allowed to eat the karbanas however they want. They're allowed to roast or overcook or cook and put all sorts of tavlin on the karban, whether it's tavlin of chulin or tavlin of truma, no problem. Says the Gemara, my taima, why are the Kohanim allowed to do this? Samar Kra, because the Pasuk says, L'mashcha l'gedula. It says, L'gabe the Kohanim, that it's L'cha nasatim l'mashcha. And L'mashcha means l'gedula, k'derek shamalachim ochlen, that the Kohanim eat the karbanos like the way kings eat, and just like a king eats whatever in the world he wants, so too the Kohanim are able to eat the karbanos however they want. Okay, says the next Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Shimon. If you see shemen which is being distributed in the azara, and Rashi says mischalek means la'achilas kohanim, that if you see shemen being given to kohanim in the azara, ain't zarech lishalmau, you don't have to ask what it is. Ela moser rekike minchas yisrael, it's the leftover of the rekike minchos that Yisraelim bring. And Rashi explains that it was a mincha that was bolol in shemen, and the Rebbe Shimon says in Maseches Menachos that you would be moshech in the shape of a key, in the shape of a Greek letter on top of the mincha, and the rest of the mincha could be eaten for the Kohanim. So this is the shita of Rebbe Shimon, who says that by a karban mincha that a Yisrael brings, the moser of the oil, the leftover of the oil, besides the part that's poured on top in the shape of the key, in the shape of the Greek letter key, is eaten by the Kohanim. Okay, so now we say, v'lok shemen shel metzora, or it could be v'lok shemen shel metzora. Im ra'isa shemen shu niten al gabe ya'ishim, if you see shemen that's being burnt on the mizbeach, you don't have to ask what it is. Ela mosa rekike minchas kohanim. It is the leftover of the rekike minchas kohanim or minchas koin mashiach, or it's the minchas koin mashiach. Now, how can I be so sure that if I see shemen being divided in the azara, that it's got to be mosa rekike yisrael, and if I see it being burnt, it's mosa rekike kohanim? How do I know it can't stam be in a dava? So the reason is b'mnei she'em is nadim in shemen. Because the halacha is that you're not misnadev shemen. So if you see the oil being used a certain way, you know it's got to be one of these karbanos chiyav, but it definitely cannot be a karban mincha nedah. It could definitely not be an offering of shemen that was an adava. Rabbi Tarfon nomer misnadev shemen. However, Rabbi Tarfon says that you are minadev shemen. The Mefarshim on the Mishnah work on why in the world this Mishnah is here. It really seems that it ought to be placed more appropriately in Maseches Menachos. It also has nothing to do with the topic of Tadir or Mekudash, but whatever it is, it's here. So we're learning it. So says the Gemara, turning to Tzadi Aleph Amad Beis. So Amar Shmuel, the Dibri Rabbi Tarfon, according to Rabbi Tarfon, who holds that you are able to be menadev shemen. Hamisnadev shemen komtso. If a person is menadev shemen, you do a komets, you do a kmitza, vishyarav nechalin. And the rest of the shemen, the leftover after the kmitza, can be eaten by kohanim. How do you do a kmitza with oil? I thought the kohen does the kmitza with his hand. So we saw this already when we were dealing with that topic of the guy who was the Suffolk Mitzora who had to bring the log shemen. Either you would pour off a little oil into a separate vessel, and that's the way you do the kmitza. Or some say, no, the kohen actually does the kmitza with his hand. How does he get anything in his hand? The oil is a liquid. So maybe they wait until the oil congeals and then he does the kmitza. So he gets a little bit in his hand. But that's what happens. If you donate oil, the kohen takes a kometz and the rest can be eaten. So my taima, what's the reason? Amar kra, korban mincha. It says korban mincha, melameh shem esnadvin shemen, because from that pasuk that deals with a mincha, we see that a person could be menadev shemen, v'chi mincha, and it's like a korban mincha. Ma mincha komtza v'shirea nechal, and just like by a korban mincha, you take a kometz and the rest of it can be eaten. Av shemen komtza v'shirav nechal, and also by shemen, you have to take off a little kmitza, but the rest of it can be eaten. So Amar Rav Zera Afana Nami Tanina, we also learned this. So Amar Rav Shimon says, Imra Isa Shemen Shemeschalek Ba'azara, if you see Shemen being given to the Kohanim in the Azara, Iata Tzarech Lishal Mahu, you don't have to ask what it is. Ela Mosa Rikike Minchas Yisrael V'log Shemen Shal Mitzora, it's the Mosa Rikike Minchas Yisrael, or it's a Log Shemen Shal Mitzora, She'ein Misnadvin, because you are not misnadev shemen. So the only reason that I know that it's not a shemen nedava, if it's being given to the Kohanim, is because according to the Tanna Kamma, you're never menadev shemen. But the implication is, Michlal, the Man D'Amar misnadvin, according to the Man D'Amar, according to Rabbi Tarfon, who says that you are menadev shemen, mischalek, it is given out to the Kohanim. And therefore, the only reason why I know if it's given out to the Kohanim is that it's got to be Moser Rekike Yisrael, or Lok Shemen Shal Metzora, is because, according to that shita, you're not menadev shemen. If you were menadev shemen, then you might get confused here because it could also be a shemen of nedava. Says the Gemara, but Amar Le Abaya, aim a seifa. But says Abaya, look at the seifa of the Mishnah. Imra isis shemen shenitin al gabe yaishim. If you see shemen which is burnt on the mizbeach, iata tzorech lishalmau, you don't have to ask what it is. Ela mosa rekike minchas kohanim u minchas kohen mashiach. She'ein misnadvin shemen, that because you're not menadev shemen. Michlal, the Laman D'Amar misnadev, according to the Laman D'Amar who says that you are menadev shemen, then you might get confused because what you're seeing burnt on the mizbeach could either be the Moser Rekike Kohanim, or it could be the Minchas Kohen Mashiach, or maybe it could be the shemen that you've donated. So Michlal, the Laman D'Amar misnadev, kulo lo ishim. It all gets burnt on the mizbeach. So labaya kasha reisha, according to Abaya, the reisha of the Mishnah, which is mashma that the only reason why I know that the oil that's not being given out, that the oil that's being given out is not of one, is not of an adava, is because you're not menadev. So the reisha is a kasha, and l'Rav Zera kasha seifa. But according to Rav Zera, who says that the oil that's given out, the oil that you bring benedava is given out to the Kohanim, the seifa is akasha. So says the Gemara, Bishlam l'Rav Zera, Reisha b'Shirayim, seifa b'komets. According to Rav Zera, there is no kasha. Because even according to the Mandamar, who says that the voluntary shemen offering is given out to the Kohanim, he still says there's a kmitza. So the reason that you don't have to be confused with what happens with what's happening to the oil is because there is no oil that's given as an adava. If there was oil that's given as an adava, no kasha from any part of the Mishnah. Part of it's burnt, part of it's given out. The kometz is burnt, the shiurim are given out. But says the Gemara, but elal abaya kasha. But according to Abaya, there's a kasha because according to Abaya, the entire shemen of an adava is burnt on the mizbeach. So in what scenario would you see shemen of nadava being given out to the kohanim? You would never see it. So says the Gemara, you're right. Tanu reisha atu seifa. The reason that we have the reisha of, oh, don't get confused, it's got to be this, is because we have it in the seifa. Says the Gemara, Bishlama Seifa Tani Misham Resha. I understand, is that the way we learn Mishnayos? I understand sometimes we'll have a Seifa because of something that we already saw in a Resha. El Resha Misham Seifa, would we say something first because we're going to say something later in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, yes, Mitani, says the Gemara, in Amri B'marava Tani Resha Misham Seifa. Yes, this is a Derech HaLimud. So we see that sometimes we have something in the Resha because of something that's going to come later on, because of something that's going to come later on in the Seifa. Okay, says the Gemara Viter. Tashma, Yayin Kedivre Rabbi Akiva. Yayin, according to the words of Rabbi Akiva, and Rashi points out that Rabbi Akiva says in Maseches Menachos that a person can be Menadev Yayin, and that wine is put in Safalim, it's put in various bowls, and it is, and it's put in various bowls, and then it's poured down, and you actually don't put it on the fire of the Mizbeach. So Tashma, Yayin Kedivri Rabbi Akiva L'Safalim. Shemen, Kedivri Rabbi Tarfon, Shemen, according to Rabbi Tarfon, who's the one who says that you could be Menadev Shemen L'Ishem, it's burnt on the fire. So my lav, Midiyayin Kula L'Safalim, Shemen Kula L'Ishem, isn't the implication that just like by wine, it all goes into the bowls and it's all poured down, so too by oil, it all is burnt on the Mizbeach. So it's a raya. So it's a raya against Reb Zera. So midi irya, avakadisa. No. All that it means is that a person can be menadev yayin, a person can be menadev shemen. By wine, the halacha is what it is. And by shemen, the halacha is what it is. So we see a following. So we have the following machlokas. Shemen lo yifchos milug. If you're going to be menadev shemen, you can't bring less than a lug. Rabbi Yomar shlosha lugin. Rabbi says three lugin. Amaykam ifli. What are they arguing about? Amru rabbanu kamei rapapa. Domino vuki ba'asri kibenayu. They're arguing what happens when you learn something from another topic. Do you then import all of the halachas from that source? Or do you just learn the basic halacha from the source, but otherwise the halachos of the current topic govern? So the Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan say like this, Ma mincha misnadvin, av shemen misnadvin. So how do we know that we could be menadev shemen? We learn it from mincha. That's what we said at the beginning of the Gemara. So we learn it from mincha. Just like you can be menadev mincha, so too you can be menadev shemen. Umina, ma mincha log. Log shemen, afkan log shemen. Just like by a mincha, you accompany the mincha with a log shemen. So too, when you're being menadev shemen, you have to bring a log shemen. Uma mincha komsa v'shirei nechalim. Just like by a mincha, you take out a kometz and the rest of it is eaten. Af shemen komsa v'shirei nechalim. Vidach, and the other Bandi Amar is going to say mi mincha. Yeah, it's like a mincha, but once we learn the comparison from mincha, we apply separate halachos. We don't have to slavishly apply all of the halachos of mincha. Ma mincha misnadvin, av shemen misnadvin, vuki ba'asra. But then we learn from nesachim. Ma nesachim shloshas lugin, av shemen shloshas lugin, uma nesachim kulo lo safalim, av shemen kulo lo ishem. Just like the nesachim are entirely for the safalim, show to the shemen is all burnt on the mizbeach. Amali rapapa la abaye, rapapa says to abaye, ime mincha maisila. So if you're going to learn it from mincha, then de kuliyama domina mina. Everybody would agree that domina mina, that you would have to incorporate all the halachas of mincha. Ela Rebbe may ezrach gamer la. However, Rebbe learns it from a pasuk of ezrach, which is written legabe nesachim. However, if the argument was what happens if you make a hekesh, then the halacha would be everybody would agree that it's domina mina. So says the Gemara, maybe not. Amar le Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Nosson le Rav Papa. Mi matzas amr sachi. Can you really say this? Vatanya karban mincha melameh shemis nadvin shemen. Karban mincha, from there we see that you're menadev shemen. Vekama shloshes lugin. And how much are you menadev? Three lugin. Wait, by a mincha I thought you told me it's only log shemen. How do we know three lugin? That's from Nesachim. Umay shamet leidamar shlosha lugin. And who's the one who says shlosha lugin? Rebbehi. It's Rebbe. The kamaisi le mi karban. Amarle itanya tanya. It's Rebbe. So we see that Rebbe would hold domina v'uki ba'asra because he's learning it from mincha. But then once he learns the fact that you're allowed to, once he learns the concept that you're allowed to be menadev v'shemen, then he's going to incorporate all the halachos of Nesachim. So we see that Rebbe says, don mina vuki ba'asra, so you can't bring me a raya from here that everybody says, don mina mina, because that's not true. So we'll leave off over here. We'll pick up from this spot tomorrow. Just as a heads up, tomorrow I plan on giving two shiurim, one on in the morning after the main minyan, one in the regular Dafyomi slot, because Sunday I've got a visiting day and I have to be out of here by 7 a.m. So we'll do Shabbos' daf after the main minyan, Sunday's daf, God willing, in the Shabbos Dafyomi shir slot.